Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bring Out the Best Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright, Professor of Transformational Leadership at the Wright Graduate University for the Realization of Human Potential, where we help people bring out the best in themselves as they learn how to bring out the best in those they lead and coach. Thrilled to be with you today, and we are talking about making your clients and customers love you. What's the secret? It's simple, but not easy. The secret is to love them. Love them, they'll love you. In most cases, not every case. We can't count on that. There are no guarantees, but you can increase the probability that they will not only love you, but want to do more business with you. And the key element to that is embedded in what we call social-emotional intelligence. But today, I'm going to talk about the continuum of intimacy and transformation as we talk about it in the new book that Judith and I are coming out with called The Heart of the Fight, A Couple's Guide to 15 Common Fights, what they mean and how they can bring you closer. And when we talk about the continuum of transformation, we talk about the right side of the continuum and the left side of the continuum. As you look at it, the left side of the continuum is ingenuine, not real. It starts with when Judith talks to me about thing, and I'm in the other room on my computer, and I say, I'm disengaged. I'm not engaged at all with her. At the next level, we exchange information. At the next level, we actually begin to do work, but what's not there is our deeper yearning. My yearning to be seen and known and affirmed and to make a difference, and her yearning to be seen, known, affirmed, and make a difference. We talk about the left side of the continuum and the right side of the continuum. Then we start getting into engagement and nourishment. At the first level, I'm engaged in fulfilling my yearning, and I am sharing with you. For example, my yearning now, one of my biggest yearnings, is obviously always to be seen and to be known and to be heard, but to make a profound difference as the Wright Graduate University for the Realization of Human Potential and the Wright Foundation for the Realization of Human Potential move into a whole new epoch of learning about fundraising so that we can serve more people, so that we can get our web universe online, and so that we can grow our graduate school and have a greater impact in our world. We have a theme for that. It's called Energize Your Life and Ignite Your World. So we're working with all of our students to energize their lives and to ignite their worlds and make a difference in their world. We have people making differences in education. We have people making differences in health care. We have people making differences in ministerial services, in coaching, in all different kinds of fields. And they're making those differences because they're learning and growing themselves and transforming. They are following their yearning to go to the next level of transformational engagement, to where they tap the yearnings of others, really transforming until your yearning and my yearning are engaged. And the highest level of transformation is when your yearning and my yearning are connected around a higher mission for the greater good of our world. That's what it takes for transformational engagement. So if you want to make your clients and customers love you, be in touch with your own yearning to be seen and to be known, and be aware that they have a yearning to be seen and to be known, and everybody wants to see a world that works for everybody. So you align with them around their higher purpose and how the two of you can actually create the greatest good in the world around you, and you will have transformational engagement. Not only will they love you, they will look forward to meeting with you. They will feel aligned with you. You will become a trusted advisor. So the critical thing is to remember to tap your yearning. Well, what's yearning? We have yearning motivating us all the time. It comes out oftentimes as miswanting. Oh, I yearn to make this amount of money. I yearn to have this kind of life. I yearn to have kids that do this. That's not yearning. Yearning, that's wanting. Yearning can always be met in the here and now. My yearning is to touch you. I hope that you will come in some ways touch me, and I will be able to help you fulfill your yearning. And the yearnings that you have that I'm most interested in dealing with now are the ones that allow you to energize your life and ignite your world for a world that works for everyone. That's what we call our 200-year vision. I think that most of the world tries too hard to make a bigger difference too fast. Our approach to a world that works for everyone is doing it one person at a time. There are a lot of other ways. God bless all those. But we're looking at really helping to make a difference one person at a time. One person at a time. And you are that person right now. We'd love to have you join us. We'd love to have you pick up a copy of The Heart of the Fight on Amazon, do an advanced order. They'll officially be out February 1st. We just got some of our initial promotional copies. The one I just showed you is an uncorrected galley. In it, you will find the engagement continuum, the transformational engagement continuum. And that is the bottom line in making your clients, customers love you, is engaging in a way that you are yearning, they are yearning, and you're both partnering towards a higher purpose and higher mission for the good, greater good of some aspect of humanity. So, I'm going to actually seek to practice what we're talking about with our first caller, because she is a woman for whom I have a huge amount of respect. Her name is Emily. She says, I'm looking to do consulting work. How do I find the right clients and have them fall in love with me? She's right in line with our question. Emily, talk to me.
Hi, Bob. Thank you so much. Basically, I'm at a point where I want to make a shift in my career, and I have been doing consulting work for the last couple years, but it's basically been a few projects here and there, and my clients or the people who I worked with, they have basically found me because we've been in the same space together. So they've been able to get to know me, or they have, discussed a particular problem with me, and then I've been able to provide insight and then, subsequently work with them. So I'm at a point now where, I want to be able to find clients, effectively communicate what I can do for them, and then have those be, to build the relationship around the work.
Well, there are two different ways to think about this. I don't want to go to finding clients yet. I want to go to attracting clients. So you're already doing what you want to be consulting in. I like the way you're talking about it, because you're not talking about a radical change from education to consulting. You're talking about an incremental change, and that's how I like to see it happen. So let me ask you a couple questions. How's your blog going?
My blog? It's not going very well at all. And that's because I haven't been writing.
Well, I happen to know that you're helping us with an issue in our non-credit and our credit courses, everything we do in the foundation, and you're helping us look at microaggression so that we can become the most embracing, inviting, supportive environment we can become. We're already pretty good.
Right.
But we want to be better, and you're helping us. That's certainly something you could have written about in your blog.
Uh-huh. Definitely.
Now, you're going to want to get a release, a confidentiality release, so you can mention clients, but you may choose to mention them, you may choose not to mention them, but if with a blog, you can actually promote the blog. See, I'm more interested in people finding you. We call that the law of radiation and response. As you share the people that you're serving and your mission, then others will be better able to find you. So right now I'm interested in you attracting more by being found more.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that. And in order to... Mm-hmm. Well,
going.
I was going to say that... Well, in order to be found, I have to put myself out there, and I have to be shining in order to radiate, which I think, you know, I have been able to see that that's been, you know, a struggle for me, or that's been something that I had not done so effectively in these last few years.
Well, and now that you're doing this, first of all, what you want to consult in is very close to what you do as an educator in education.
Right.
I know that I know that you work on policy. I know you work on integrative policy that really honors all individuals and supports the development of all individuals. Is that a fair enough statement?
Yep, that's fair.
Good. So, but is your mission being waived right now in a blog, and are you also going on to other sites and talking to people of like mind and similar interest and contributing to their conversations to see if other people like what you're about? Because one way that you get people looking at your blog is to go to other people's blogs and to invite them onto your blog and have them invite you onto their blogs. So it's really about the wonders of intentional networking that we're going to be talking about in the next couple Tuesday nights after our year of transformation. We're going to begin a whole initiative for all of our students to be engaged in their own personal power by reaching out and touching others with their yearning, finding out what other people's yearning is, so that our students are energizing their own life and helping other people ignite their lives. And so that's how we want to grow what we do, is so that we as an organization are radiating more brilliantly through the people that we currently serve, so that the people who are appropriate for us will be drawn to us. How does that sound?
Right. Yeah, that sounds amazing. That sounds great. And I like that idea of attracting clients and attracting people to me as opposed to finding them. I like that much more. And that's consistent with the way that I've been working. So that feels organic to me.
And so to that end, you want to be putting some of your content on Facebook so you're easily found there. You want to be very clear about who you are on LinkedIn. And you want to check the conversations on LinkedIn to see which ones would be interesting for you and for the people on that conversation. So you want to check what are the other groups on LinkedIn. And then you may need somebody to invite you into those groups. If you talk to my staff, they can let you know what groups I belong to. I am not practicing what I am preaching to you here, but I belong to a lot of different groups and have practiced in the past, and very much am inviting you to do that. And so you have other, I assume you're on LinkedIn?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Good. So let's go to it. Let's start finding the groups that you resonate with and contributing to them, and I promise you, you're going to have more interaction, and let's see if some of it doesn't lead to the referrals that you want.
Okay, wonderful. I like that plan, Bob. Thank you.
And just remember that engagement continuum of everything you're doing. Thanks a lot, Emily. It's nice talking
yep.
to you.
Okay, likewise.
So this is really critical. We think it's about finding people. In our world today, it's about radiating and contributing to people. So you want to follow this engagement continuum at all times, following your yearning, tapping the yearnings of others, and creating as much good in our world as you can through your contact with others. Because after all, that's what our world is about, is learning to be the most loving human beings we can be, and that includes the most service-filled. So make them love you by serving them and finding out what they love. Our next caller is Patty. She says, what are some great open-ended questions that open the door to engage my clients into more meaningful conversations? So please talk to me about that, Patty.
Oh, hi, Dr. Bob. Yeah, just being able to engage them in meaningful conversations to find out more about who they are and how I can better serve them. I have had a sales background, and currently I'm serving people by helping them live out their fullest potential with a nutritional product. And trying to find – I get stuck in the features and benefits instead of just finding out more about
right.
what excites them. Yeah.
So remember this engagement continuum. The first
okay.
thing you want to find is their ultimate concerns. What do they care about
okay.
in their life? What do they care about in their world? Selling
okay.
Healthcare products is very dicey because it also requires helping people develop new habits. It
mm-hmm.
requires
right.
being able to coach them. So
mm-hmm.
you may want to take a look at coaching, and you may want to take a look, if you have a specific product, it may be too narrow to get into a deeper coaching relationship until you get them interested in the product.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
okay.
know. But
mm-hmm.
I know if you want to help them with their health care, you're going to have to show them a link between their higher purpose, what matters most
oh,
to them, and align with your deeper yearning, their yearning, and your yearning to make a difference in the world, and why your healthcare product makes a difference, and why they should even listen to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense. Finding out about their ultimate concerns.
Yeah, and so you want to really learn about the engagement continuum. We've talked about
mm-hmm.
it in other things we've written, but in the heart of the fight, we look at it for couples because the same thing's true with couples. The more couples
mm-hmm.
are aligned around a higher purpose and a higher mission, I know that you know this from your marriage, the more they are
mm-hmm.
going to be a powerful attractor. So
right.
you want to be always an attractor. You want to be a buyer, not a seller. You want to look for the right people by finding out what they care about, what their life is about. And then you get to go into their health. A lot of people will talk to you about their health, but that doesn't mean they're really trusting you around their health. To the extent you become a trusted advisor around their larger life purpose, you're more likely to get them into the conversation to see if your product is appropriate for them.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Wonderful.
So does that give you enough to work with for now?
Yeah, I'm thinking I need to go back to the engagement continuum and really wrap my brain around that.
It'll help you a lot.
I understand it, somewhat, but from the way you're talking, it sounds like there's more depth to it that I'm not at yet.
Well, we've done different versions of it. There's a version of it in Transform, the Science of Spectacular Living, and then we have our most recent version on it in The Heart of the Fight, A Couple's Guide to 15 Common Fights, what they really
okay.
mean and how they can bring you closer. So you may want to talk to Judith about getting an advanced copy of that, too.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Right, thank you very much.
Yep. So engage. So Patty, Patty wants to serve people. She wants to help their health. But sometimes you need to become a trusted advisor first and find out what they're about. And the engagement continuum, if you follow it, look for greater meaning, following your yearning, learning what yearning really is, it's all the better. A week from Friday, we have our foundations training. And in that training, you can learn how to tap your deeper yearning in a way that'll help you tap the deeper yearning of others. So we'd love to have you check that out at www.rightliving.com. And I want to thank you for joining us on Bring Out Your Best Blog Talk Radio. And tonight we have a New Year's Visioning workshop. We would love to have you join us at 6 p.m. tonight. There's going to be some networking, and you will be able to spend the evening with my lovely bride, Dr. Judith Ellen Sewell Wright. Looking forward to what your year could be for you. And so if you can join us with that, we have a webcast for that. That would be great. If you can't join us tonight, join us on the 15th of January for our foundations training. You can find out about all of those at www.rightliving.com. And I'd like to thank you for joining me today. And I want to encourage you to remember the engagement continuum, to energize your life so that you can bring about greater ignition and light in the world around you as you support others. Thanks for joining me on Bring Out the Best Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright.